You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education. New York tries targeted lockdowns, India tops 7 million cases, and monoclonal antibodies may be a boon for science and yet a challenge for public health. Here's what you should know. As cases began to rise in New York City and regions upstate last week, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a more targeted approach to combating the spread of the virus. Rather than send the whole city back into lockdown, specific zones, many of them areas with large Orthodox Jewish communities intent on gathering for the holidays, will face localized sets of restrictions. This will only curb the spread of the virus up to a point, but it's an important opportunity to model new types of containment strategy that may soon be relevant across the country. Sunday, the total number of coronavirus cases in India topped 7 million, putting it on track to surpass the U.S. as the country the worst hit by the pandemic. The number of new cases has actually decreased in recent weeks, and the country has a relatively high recovery rate. But health resources are distributed unevenly across the country, and experts warn that India's death toll may not be reliable due to inadequate reporting, health infrastructure, and testing. They also note that, for many people, mask and distancing fatigue is starting to set in. Finally, the monoclonal antibody cocktail that President Trump claims cured him of COVID-19 is on the precipice of being authorized by the FDA for emergency use. The drug consists of manufactured antibodies that are administered right after a COVID-19 diagnosis. Initial data shows that it speeds up the resolution of symptoms and potentially prevents hospitalization. But determining who is eligible for this treatment, where it will be administered, and how much it will cost all have the potential to create logistical and ethical quandaries. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.